How's it going, everybody? My name is John. Today I'm going to be talking to you about when and how to use a remote shutter in your photography. Okay, so what is a remote shutter release? Just like hitting the shutter button on your camera, you can also remotely trigger the camera to take a photograph. There are a few basic ways you can handle this. You can use a cable tether. This is a physical wire or cable that's attached to your camera. It's usually a few inches long to a few feet long and allows a photographer to shoot without touching the camera. You can use a wireless trigger and receiver unit. This is an untethered release and it's a trigger that operates without any cords or cables. It's a wireless remote that you can hold in your hand. You can also use a smartphone app. Most camera companies offer apps and software for an untethered wireless shutter release. So when should you use a remote shutter? You should think about using a remote shutter release in order to get tack sharp images, no matter what photography genre you're shooting. This is especially the case in situations where your camera is stabilized or in a fixed position somewhere, like on a tripod. Every time you hit the shutter button, you shake the camera just a little bit. With a triggered release, you can avoid shaking the camera and avoid the motion blur that comes with this. Try using a remote shutter release versus using a built-in timer. When you use a timer, your camera has 2 seconds or maybe 10 seconds before it shoots, whatever amount of time you set it for. A lot of things can change during the timer countdown. You may miss the shot that you wanted. Your scene will change. Okay, everybody, well, I hope this helps you understand when and how to use a remote shutter release in your photography. Take a look at my Patreon site at patreon.com/johnthephotoguy or my blog at www.johnthephotoguy.com. Have a great day, everybody.